Hi, this is Pastor Leon Pretorius from Grace Fellowship Sasselburg. Welcome to the seventh episode of our study on suffering. In this episode, I want to introduce you to the five sources of suffering in our lives. Now, we've already seen that Genesis chapter 3 makes plain why there is suffering in the world. We live in a cursed world. And there's a corrupting principle at work in everything. This is the consequence of unbelief and disobedience. In other words, this is what happens when we don't trust God and we do things our own way. Now, there's a glaring reality staring us all in the face. Suffering is now part of this world as surely as fire burns hot. There's no escaping this fact. Just as none of us can escape death, so none can escape suffering altogether. We will never eradicate poverty or solve the problem of scarcity. We will never exterminate all viruses and cure all diseases. There will always be fights and wars between people and nations. There will always be some form of xenophobia and racism. And there will always be natural disasters like famine and floods and earthquakes. As long as this world is under the curse of God, death and suffering will remain. So this means that we need to stop being like ostrich. We need to take our heads out of the sand and face the world as it is. And to do this, you need to understand the five primary sources of suffering. If you can give a name to where your grief comes from, you will be in a position to respond to them effectively. And that's what you want. You don't want to be a victim of your circumstances and feel powerless under the afflictions of your life. The good news is that you don't have to be. Listen to what the Holy Spirit says through the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. No temptation has overcome you but such as is common to man. And God is faithful. I love those words. God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will provide the way of escape also, so that you will be able to endure it. God is faithful. He promises to give you the grace to endure the trials He allows into your life. Notice the word endure. It's vital to understand that what He promises so that you can align your expectations. He promises you the grace you need to bear up under the circumstances of a fallen world. In Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 to verse 3, we read, "Therefore, since we have so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us also lay aside every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangles us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith." Now listen to how the author of Hebrews describes the Lord, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him who has endured such hostility by sinners against himself, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. You see, our Lord was given the grace to endure the cross and endure hostility by sinners. He never grew weary and he never lost heart. He never gave up under the pressure of suffering. In Isaiah 53 verse 3, Isaiah, the prophet, says he was despised and forsaken of men. That's the Lord Jesus, right? A man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. So he knew suffering. And he victoriously endured the slander and malice of sinners. He patiently bore up under sorrows and grief. And ultimately, he was rewarded. This is the grace that is promised to you as well. Now, the grace of endurance begins by identifying the source of your suffering. God's endurance-generating, patience-producing counsel is specific in its applications. When you are suffering because of your own sin, His counsel will help you deal with that pain in its own way, as compared to when you are suffering because other people sin against you. So, it's essential to identify the source so that you can hear God's counsel for your specific problem. Now, there's five possible sources for your pain. While I'm going to outline them here for you, you must remember that life is never so simple and clear-cut. In most cases, these sources overlap. You know, life is like a tapestry, and lives and circumstances and things all weave into one another. Now, Christ's life is an excellent example of this. His crucifixion was predetermined and ordained by the Father, but it was accomplished by the hands of sinful men, and it was filled by the bitter poison of Satan himself. So there you have three sources of suffering culminating in the crucifixion of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I don't want you to worry that this confuses the situation. God's counsel brings clarity, even in the worst cases. But beware that these five sources often weigh in on your life together. Now, I'm going to mention them to you, and then I want to walk you through them one by one in the next episode. So let's start with the most apparent source and work our way out. The first and most obvious source of suffering in your life is you. You sin, and therefore you suffer. The second source is other people. Other people sin, and therefore you suffer. Sometimes they sin against you directly, but quite often their sin is indirectly, or their sin indirectly affects you. The third source is this fallen world, as we saw in Genesis. A virus spreads over the globe and kills people, causing pain and grief. You are diagnosed with Parkinson's or multiple sclerosis, and you must bear the daily suffering of your deteriorating body. An earthquake in the Mediterranean causes a tsunami that decimates whole communities on the coast, and therefore people suffer. The fourth source is Satan. The Word of God clearly says that Satan is behind the deceptions and lies that are in the world. He's behind every false religion and wicked philosophy with all of the sufferings they cause. He's behind every distortion of the truth and every subtle lie that diverts us from knowing and loving God, our Father, and one another. And lastly, God Himself is the ultimate source of suffering in our lives. At first, this may seem shocking to some and discouraging to others, but this is literally the best news you can possibly hear. If God is behind my suffering, then my suffering has purpose. He is accomplishing something good with it. Right, so those are the five sources of suffering in our lives. I myself am a source, other people. Then there's the fallen world, Satan, and God. Now, in the next episode, I want to walk you through these five sources one by one and give you some indication of God's wise counsel for each one. Until we meet again, may the grace of our Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you.